This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to Good Life. On the phone with me is Linda Hinton. She's a representative for Maison Louis Latour. We're talking about the wines. We talked about Burgundy. We talked about the family. And we're kind of running through the menu, and I hope it makes you hungry and thirsty. It did me. My first ounce that I poured out of the 2019 Poulet Foussé, which is the wine of the week, is gone like a freight train. So I just poured another little ounce. And Linda, this cheese, Saint Angel. Think of a brie. Think of none of the rind aromatics from brie that's older. Think of butter. It's just so creamy and rich. Probably would have been better with the Ardèche Chardonnay, but it's just doing lovely with this wine. And I think when everybody gets through with the first and second course and the three white wines, counting the bubbles in the beginning, they're going to be ready for some red wine. And these two wines that are married to the third course. In the third course, we went through everything. And I kept saying cassoulet, and they kept saying, beef, lamb, whatever. And, that would all work. But tasting the wines, they're bold red wines, but more on the delicate side. And I thought something not so overwhelming as beef or high fat content, any kind of protein. And so we came up with a white bean and bacon cassoulet with herbed chicken a la plancha. And so the chicken will be seared on a flat hot griddle. It will be chopped up and put in with the white beans and some bacon and herbs, and then we put two fine wines. The 2019 Domaine, excuse me, God, the cheese is really good, but it's mouth coating. The Domaine de, I'll probably say it wrong, Villamosine?
Valmoisine. It's okay. Like limousine, but with a V. Domaine de Valmoisine.
I like that. And then the basic Pinot, these are both Pinots, the basic Pinot, yes. The 2020. And I thought, this will be a slam dunk, which one I like better. And I was just wrong. It was not. They are different. but I went back and forth, and I couldn't pick a winner. But I think with that food, tell us a little about both the labels. Start with the Valmoisine.
Well, first I have to tell you that I love the fact that you just decided to go for it with both wines instead of making a choice. Because I'll tell you that in the market, whenever I have customers taste one next to the other, I always think I can gauge which one they're going to like more. And I'm wrong about at least half the time, if not more. And that's because they're both great wines, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
And the first one is, it's named after an old monastery that was on the property. This is down in South France. So it's not from Burgundy. Similar to what I said earlier, this is the red version of, hey, we want to come to market with a red burgundy, but, you know, something that's a little bit more plentiful than what we can work with here within the confines of Burgundy. So they went south where it's much, much warmer. But the trick is we were able to find vineyards that are about 1,600 feet in altitude, pushing up against the French Alps. So they got the warm sun at night, during the day, and the cool breeze coming in the evening. And that's the only thing that allowed us to get that acidity that we need in Pinot Noir. So although it's a much warmer fruit, different style, that's the key distinction between that and the regional Pinot Noir. So it does tend to be a little bit smoother on the palate, a little bit more red cherry. You could taste a little bit of that earthiness on the finish, but it's a little bit more generous with the fruit up front. And you also have a little bit more stability in the climate in that part of France. You know, it's a bit more predictable than it is in Burgundy. You know, it's hot all the time. It varies from hot to warm. But again, you've got not just cool winds blowing at night, but it gets very cold. So you've got that balance that results in a really, really elegant wine. In contrast to the second one, which on the label you'll see it has the French word for Burgundy, Bourgogne. And that refers to what we call, and as you said, the regional level of red Burgundy. And as you know, there's four levels of quality levels for Burgundy. And the regional level is makes about 50% of the wine that comes out of Burgundy. And then it just gets smaller and smaller from there, where, you know, village wine is what we would call a wine that only comes from one specific village, or excuse me, the grapes coming from one specific village, and so on and so on. But for our regional Pinot Noir, you're going to taste the climate change, because 2020 was a very, very warm vintage. But just from the start, we were seeing so much more flavor and concentration in the wines, just as they started doing barrel tastings. And I was fortunate enough to taste the full lineup of 2020s just a few weeks ago in Burgundy.
Nice.
And my colleagues and I were stunned. The only catch is that it was a smaller vintage. The crop was much smaller due to frost, unfortunately, and that's an issue every year for Burgundy. But we may not have gotten as large of a crop as we wanted, but boy, the quality is there, the concentration is there. So I think it's going to be really fun for people to go back and forth between those two reds, because they're both going to pair with the chicken.
Yeah.
Not just the chicken, but the creaminess of the beans, you know, that brininess of the bacon. I mean, that's all just going to latch on to the fruit and the elegance of the wine. And, you know, they'll see what I mean when I say, you know, you'll like both wines, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
They match in different ways.
That's what I said, and I hope you're right about the food matching. And the chef that came up with the menu is a great guy. He's got a lot of great experience, and I'm sure he'll execute well. The dessert, oh, my God. We elected not to have any wine with dessert. There'll be, of course, coffee and tea, but it's a chocolate flourless cake bite with white chocolate mousse and balsamic roasted strawberries. So that ought to be a lot of fun. And the best part about it, it's coming up soon, and I get to see you face-to-face.
Indeed. I can't wait.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it, because it's always so fun to connect with people over good food and wine. And like I said earlier, you know, this is the best and the worst reason to get into a crazy business like the wine business. But really, at the end of the day, we all work so hard And Louis Fabrice Latour always said this, you know, we work so hard that, you know, we have to laugh at the end of the day. We have to enjoy what we do.
Yep.
And certainly it is very easy to enjoy these wines when paired with, you know, good company and food that has had, you know, thought put into it. For me, that's like Thanksgiving every time.
Every time. Well, great stuff.
Missing the cranky relative.
No, just 50 of your closest friends sitting around the room with you. It'll be a hoot, and we're so glad to have you come to Wichita, and I think you'll like the enthusiasm that you see here, and hopefully Chef will execute, and we'll have a big party. Linda, I'm going to bid you safe travels, and look forward to seeing you. What day you get into town, do you know?
We haven't finalized my travel plans yet, but I had always assumed I would come in on the 20th.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
So day right before.
Good. Well, if you have any free time, ring me up. Everybody that's going to be showing you around has my number. So.
And, great.
Yeah. I'll meet you somewhere for lunch or. Anyway, but we'll see you at the dinner. Have a great great weekend, what's left of it. And we'll see you at the AIWF dinner. In a very short week and a half. September 21st on Wednesday. Good day.
Thank you so much for your time, Guy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Okay. And folks, we'll take another quick break, come back, and then just a few light items to catch up on, and we'll bid you farewell and hope to see you at Zubilee tonight. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.